You're listening to Cross Currents from KALW News. I'm Hannah Baba. Demonstrators spoke out in cities around the Bay Area today on behalf of immigrant workers. In San Francisco's financial district, hundreds of people gathered in front of the ICE building, that's U.S. Immigration and Customs Enforcement, to protest what they see as restrictive executive orders from the Trump administration. Carlos Cruz held a Honduran flag and had the U.S. flag wrapped around him.
I was born in the United States, but my mother came from Honduras. She traveled over here in 84, and I'm here representing the country that I was born in the country that my mom came from.
His mother, Juana Ramirez, marched alongside him. She says she wants a just law for everybody. Across the bay, at least four people were arrested at the Alameda County Administration Building. They were protesting perceived collaborations between county officials and ICE agents. Other protests today were organized by the California Teachers Association. KALW's Carrie Spivak has more.
I know you needed some help. That's great.
Substitute teachers gathered this morning in the main office of Buena Vista Horace Mann, a Spanish immersion school located in San Francisco's Mission District. Principal Richard Zapian says that 31 of 39 teachers at the elementary and middle school took a personal day.
The idea is a day without immigrants, and I can only extrapolate what that means for our staff. We are focused on social justice, and I'm assuming that's what they're doing today.
The district sent 11 substitutes, plus employees from the main office showed up to help. Zapian told them he appreciated the support, but probably wouldn't need everyone, because a lot of parents kept their kids out of school.
So things are, there's very few kids still. We will need some assistance with kids, but probably not to the degree that we had anticipated, so.
Zapian says he doesn't know where his students spent the day. He did receive an email from one mom who said she was taking her daughter to the march. In San Francisco, for KALW News, I'm Carrie Spivak.